Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. Let me tell you about a new true crime miniseries from Wondery, the network behind Ghost Story and Dr. Death. It's called The Price of Paradise, and it's the real-life story of an island dream that ends in kidnap, corruption, and murder. Have you ever felt like quitting your job and escaping to the desert island of your dreams? Well, that's exactly what Jane Gaskin did, and along with her partner Phil, her three kids, and a reality TV crew, she swapped her house in England for a tropical island which she bought online, at a bargain price. But soon, they all discover that paradise has its secrets, because the locals claim that the island belongs to them. They say it's been sold illegally. And for Jane and Phil, family life is about to take a terrifying turn. We're about to play you a clip from the first episode, hosted by Alice Levine. If you like what you hear, search and follow The Price of Paradise wherever you get your podcasts. Or binge the entire season ad-free by joining Wondery Plus on the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
Midnight in paradise. Endless stars and hot, humid nights. A remote island off the coast of Nicaragua. An island that's been home to an English family from Hampshire for the past 7 months. And for Jane Gaskin, this island has become her dream, her destiny. There's no going back, she says. Even if it all goes wrong and they end up penniless. But now, as Jane looks at her three children and her partner Phil, it's clear that something has gone terribly, terribly wrong. The Gaskin family is huddled together in a small fishing boat, in the middle of the night, dressed in soggy pajamas, shivering, and looming over them, three masked men. Just an hour ago, Jane was putting the kids to bed, cleaning their teeth, before they all crawled under their mosquito nets to sleep, when an armed gang threw open the door and marched them off their island and onto this boat. But what is it they want? Jane and Phil don't know. She squeezes her daughter's hand as one of their kidnappers raises his gun. You need to get us $1 million or someone will get hurt. Jane locks eyes with Phil. $1 million? They don't have that kind of cash. It feels hopeless. And that's when she spots what her husband is up to. Phil is turning a soggy box of matches over and over in his hand, staring at Jane with a look she recognizes.
Get ready,
Phil whispers.
For what?
Jane asks. As one of the kidnappers bends down, Phil grabs a jerry can from the corner and rips off the cap. Phil hurls his arm forward and fuel showers down over their captors. Then he reaches into his pocket and strikes. The boat ignites into a ball of fire. Jane grabs the kids and they leap overboard. Phil can see his hand is on fire, but he keeps pouring more fuel into the boat. Flames engulf two of the men. Then, as the fire rages, he drops the can and throws himself into the water, his burning arm extinguished in the shallows. Phil scrambles onto the shore and catches up with Jane and the children as they all race into the darkness. Nobody dares look back, but they're not free. Not yet. As the family run through thick mangroves, dodging gunfire, one thought is racing through all their minds. How did their island paradise turn into this nightmare? From Wondery, I'm Alice Levine, host of British Scandal, and this is The Price of Paradise. How Have you ever wanted to start again? Quit your job, leave town, build a brand new life somewhere new? You could hand in your notice to the boss you have always hated, bid goodbye to friends you've outgrown, and the obligations of extended family could be a thing of the past. You could sprint into the sunset in search of your own slice of paradise, whatever that may be. I have to say, I've been tempted to hit the reset button, not because of the friends and family bit, obviously, love you all, call you soon, sorry I haven't replied to your text, but particularly on a grey winter's morning on the London Underground, nestled in a stranger's armpit, sweating profusely in my outside layers. Yeah, I think about my choices, sure. Well, this series is about two women who decided to do just that, start again, leave their old lives behind and risk everything to follow their dreams. They just happen to have bigger dreams than me. This is an informal disclaimer to let me off the hook. There will be moments in this story where you want to pull off your headphones and stamp on them and maybe cry out on the bus or in the car, no, and there might even be some swearing, both in the programme and possibly in your car, because a lot of things that happen involving both of these women are pretty extreme. The first woman is ex-bunny girl Jane Gaskin. I think to understand Jane and all the wild things that happen to her, sometimes because of her, you need to understand where she's at when this all starts. And that's in January 2000, the beginning of the new millennium. Jane has just survived the millennium bug, good for her. And she's just made the mother of all resolutions, to leave absolutely everything she knows in England behind.